Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Kenkel Fritz, and if you missed today's show, this is cool. All the fun stuff that happened on the show in one podcast.
Good morning.
Okay, so about the skateboarders.
Oh, yeah. Earlier, I had this story about this kid was learning how to skateboard. Just bit it big time in front of a bunch of skateboarders, and they were encouraging to him instead of laughing at him.
Good.
But then I said, I do know people that have a certain disease. Like, I've got a friend of mine. Anybody that falls down, she laughs.
No.
It's a video on TV. She laughs.
Oh.
She sees it in person. She laughs. She can't control herself.
Wow.
Well, what about it?
That's so cool.
I know.
First of all, I grew up in a community of skateboarders, and we are all kind of outcasts, and we've all been bullied. So that makes perfect sense that they would be the people that would be like, yeah, come on, you can do it.
Oh.
Because that's how that community works, number one.
Well, that's good to know.
But then the other thing, too, about those little embarrassments, so goes with laughing when someone falls. I think I have that disease.
Really?
And if we can all just encourage, even though we might not understand, and even though we might make the mistake of laughing, excuse ourselves, say, pardon me, I don't mean to do that.
Yep.
Please keep trying.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
That's good.
Okay. Thank you, guys. You bless my every morning.
Aww. Thank you.
Love you.
Hey, you got a little something in your teeth there. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. You know, salad in the teeth, that's probably one of the worst.
Be a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Point it out.
Should someone let you know if that's what's going on? Or maybe you've got a little Klingon?
Klingon.
I'm trying to think of a nice way to put, you know.
Like Star Trek or
You know, that was a group of people named after this thing that's kind of hanging out of a certain part.
Oh, no.
Anyhow.
No.
You know, do you let somebody know that they've got a little issue there?
Yes, well, here's if you want to remain a friend.
Yeah, here's what I'm getting at. Yesterday, I, at the end of the day, stepped inside the restroom and I look in the mirror and I realize the top two buttons on my shirt were unbuttoned.
Oh.
So, all day long.
What kind of styling were you betraying
I'm
there?
Bringing the 70s. I mean.
Oh, no.
I mean, I just, the thought hit me. Oh, no. Did people think I did this on purpose? Were they looking at me going, wow, here comes Saturday Night Fever.
Fritz is feeling himself today.
I know,
The midlife crisis is on.
I mean, it was like all the way down to like mid-chest, and I didn't even realize it.
This is, I have to say, let's just clear the air. Misty and I were working from home yesterday.
Yeah.
We did not have this view. We are clear.
They did not see it.
We did not allow this to happen.
All it has to do with me being in executive little meetings.
Oh,
and
no.
No one said a word.
And you gotta work at 8 and hit the disco by 9.
I gotta know, has this ever happened to you?
Oh. Let's just say.
888-9976.
The ground rules of friendship with Sally is, did you really mean fill in the blank?
Right, exactly.
Whatever it is, I need to know.
My new name is Kenkel Fritz Travolta.
I once sat in a meeting with two gentlemen with my salad in my teeth the entire time. I didn't even think to look at myself in the mirror till I was finished and got in the car and then looked at myself in horror.
Rude.
And what? Why? Why did they let me sit there for
an
hour?
But here's the problem. With what I did, people would really consider it as a fashion thing.
Family Life Radio.
You ever want to talk? Our number is 888-9976. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Who's this?
This is Alex. So I was calling in about the cooking you guys were talking about.
Yeah, nearly half of us can't do simple things like make pancakes or cook pasta.
So my wife does the majority of the cooking at my house, and there is a way to mess up noodles, believe it or not. And really, it's just not cook them. She calls it al dente.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Where it's not quite all the way cooked.
I call those crunchy noodles.
Yeah. She doesn't like that. And then if you cook them too long, because she made a point of me doing it too fast because I like to just eat right away.
Right.
So I cook them longer. And if you cook them too long, they get mushy.
Mushy,
oh,
yeah.
Just so, yes.
Noodles are kind of tricky. Yeah,
it is a timing thing.
I think maybe I just don't mind mushy over al dente.
Right.
I don't like the crunch of al dente. It just feels uncooked to me.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes a little crunch is all right.
A little crunch?
Can I have some crunchy spaghetti, please?
You know, you really are hungry, sir, if you can't wait for the meals to be done. Time for that good news of the day. What is God doing in your life? What's your good news? Call us at 888-888-9976. Family Life Radio, who's this?
Hi, this is Sunny. I'm from Georgia. I'm actually a recovering addict. And for 7 months, my sister has never left my side. She has never lost her faith in me, and I've never lost my faith in God, because without him, I wouldn't be 7 months clean.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I just want her to know just how much I love her and how much I wouldn't have been able to do this journey without her. And aww. I just want her to know the same love that she showed me.
Well, she sounds like an amazing person. Yeah, and congratulations, yeah. By the way, on your sobriety.
That is incredible.
Yes, she's so appreciated, and she doesn't even know it.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. That's very encouraging.
Spill the tea. Are you familiar with that phrase?
Yes.
Fred Sally?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, that basically is kind of a slang term for gossiping.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Like, spill I've got some tea. I just spill. Yes. So I'm going
to
dish.
One of those times where people are kind of trying to make it sound a little more acceptable.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. Yes.
Really, you're just talking about somebody.
Really, you're just gossiping.
So I saw this tweet, and it said, my friend was explaining to her mom what spilling the tea meant, and her mom responded with, you have to remember the tea stains, so be careful where you spill. And she said, that's honestly one of the wisest things I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes we can start talking, we can have a conversation, maybe you start dishing on something you shouldn't. And I mean, let's be honest, gossip is it can be enjoyable. I even hate to admit that. But
yeah.
We have to be so careful with our words. We have to be careful with the things that we're saying and the message that we're spreading and the actions that we're indulging in.
True. I mean, I've seen it just even being in broadcasting through the years where somebody will say, I heard this about that person, you know, and I'll say, how long ago was that? Oh, I don't know. So long ago. And so the trouble with spilling the tea is it sticks.
Yeah.
It stains and it sticks.
I just decided on my own to look up the definition of gossip because I thought,
oh, good.
Is all gossip bad? Mm. But gossip specifically has to do with talking about somebody with unconfirmed details.
There you go. Okay. Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear? Blah, blah, blah. I think I heard this. Because if I talk to you guys about something great somebody did, that's talking about somebody. But is that gossip? No, I don't think it is.
No.
You know?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
No, gossip can be too harmful.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm always go back to Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. So it's like you're saying, it can go both ways. But what a responsibility our words have in building
absolutely.
Up or tearing down.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, try to, I think we should start some positive gossip.
Yes.
Tell something good about something, even if it's unconfirmed.
Spill that tea. You are more than the choice that you've made. You are more
than the sum of past mistakes. You are more than the problems. That is 10th Avenue North. Mike Donahue is the lead singer. He is now gone on his own to be a solo artist as well as an author. We're talking with him this morning, and the book is Grace in Gray, A More Loving Way to Disagree.
You say before you see someone else as a threat, maybe take a moment to recognize that the threat might actually be you.
What we don't realize is a lot of times when we carry this unaddressed hostility in us, grace undermines this hostility that we live with. Like, I have to prove myself. I have to show everyone how awesome I am. I have to be my own savior. That energy creates this threatening stance. When we accept God's mercy, it shifts us so that now we're not here to take or conquer. We have been conquered by kindness. There's no threat left. We have surrendered all to the kindness of God.
I got to tell you, this interview is amazing. If you want to hear the full interview, make sure you check it out on our podcast.
Family Life Radio.
Talking about what makes you go, wee. And here's why. We found out that this research said that if you're in your 40s or 50s, that getting a skateboard would basically relieve you of your depression. It would put you in a better state of mind.
Well, yeah, if you knock yourself out, you can't be depressed.
I know.
Might also put you in the hospital.
You're okay. Unconscious, but hey.
I'm all right.
So it brought to mind, maybe it's not a skateboard, but what is it that makes you go, wee? Family Life Radio.
Hi, this is Owen. I have a whoopee story.
A whoopee story? Well, tell us.
I'm giving up driving. I'll be 80 next week, and right. I got a little scooter to go on the sidewalk and roll around the neighborhood in my scooter. Much safer.
That's awesome.
What kind of scooter is this?
Oh, it's an electric scooter and a charger and a patio.
Oh,
and
fun.
I can get to the bank.
Oh, cool.
And the pharmacy and get a haircut and all that.
That's awesome. Whoopee!
I love that. Here he comes on a scooter. That's cool.
What a great outlook you have. It's just fun. You traded one for the other.
And
finding joy in it.
I call it my Scotty the Scooper. Scooper duper. Whoopee!
Who's this?
Hi, I have a joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control.
Marissa is with us. Tell us what's bringing you joy.
I had a lot of childhood trauma. And as I got older and I was married in an abusive relationship at 18, divorced, and then 20 years went by and I'm more trauma. And I started to rebel and walk away from God. I started smoking and I started to lose my singing voice, which was really my preferential way of talking with God. When I started to walk back with God, I was embarrassed to sing in church because I didn't think that my voice, it was more of a joyful noise rather than a singing voice.
So you didn't think you sounded good anymore.
Right. And it'll be 8 years in February. I remarried, love of my life.
Wow.
We started at a new church and became members. And on Christmas candlelight service, we were there at church. And I was singing, just praising God. And I didn't realize it was probably supposed to be a solo. My husband was like, shh, because I was out singing my girl. And I didn't realize that not everybody was singing with me. But at least it was pretty loud. And God, restored that joy.
That is awesome.
Wow.
So are you saying it was solo time? Someone else was supposed to be singing, but there you were singing away.
Yes, I love it. But God restored my joy in singing to him, praising him.
That's awesome. You know, you said God restored your joy in singing and praising to him. I have heard of so many things happen, miracles, by the way, during just praise and worship. People are praising God and they get healed. He did the same thing for you. I love that.
Yeah.
Having issues, just feeling down or depressed, just get on a skateboard. It's Kankel, Fritz, and friends with you on Family Life Radio. This study said those that are in their 40s and 50s, that riding a skateboard could help with depression. And so I thought, is there something a little safer?
Exactly.
That can also help with that. So we're wondering what else makes you go, whee!
Sledding for me. I love getting on a sled.
Absolutely. I'm for all that. That's
nice
awesome.
Snowy hill.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fun.
Whee!
I love getting on my son's Razor scooter. which is like a skateboard with a steering wheel.
Yes.
That makes me go wee. It's just feeling of going down the street. It's it feels so good.
Somebody needs to explain the psychology.
I know. Yeah. It's interesting.
It's awesome.
So what is it that makes you go wee and makes you feel better? 888-888-9976. What do you got for us?
There's this road that's called Roller Coaster Road.
Yes! Roller Coaster Road's a blast.
Yes! And I remember going, driving up and down it going, whee!
I found it on my own, then later on I said, I gotta take the family down Roller Coaster Road.
It's so fun.
It is. You know, my daughter has cerebral palsy, and kids with CP love to have their vestibular systems, you know, jostled and stuff like that. So she's like bizarre, like would love a bumpy bus ride, I think.
Oh, that's funny.
And so I took her down Roller Coaster Road and heard the most wonderful sounds coming out of her. It was so awesome.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show or to get in touch with us, head over to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.